Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. Thank you, Unpapa.
Welcome to a special bonus midweek episode of Plumbing the Death Star. This was recorded last weekend at the European Beer Cafe for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We've still got one more show to do this weekend on the 21st of April with special guests Dave Warnicki, Jess Perkins, and Michael Shanks. Get your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live right now. Hurry up, because life is brief and cruel, and who knows if there'll be any left if you leave it too long.
This is precarious.
It's cramped.
If I fall, laugh at me. I
rest
guess.
In peace if you fall.
Oop.
Somehow, Dusher, I'm on my own stool, but you're crowding me.
There you're a rude man.
Well, it's just all true.
Right, so before we get into the formalities of starting the show, can you hold... Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, there's nowhere for me to put a drink, and I made the mistake of holding it when I walked out. Feel free to put it on the floor.
Don't hold it the whole episode.
Sip, you know? Just enjoy.
Yeah, just drink up, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sick, so if you want to take some. But I can see you. The light is on you, so I will notice, and I will comment.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, we're plumbing the Death Star. All right, and we've never done this in a live show before, but apparently it's a good thing to do. Before we start... Has anyone not heard the podcast? And before you clap, on the count of three, I just need you to make one big clap if you haven't heard it. So I'll count down from three. Three, two, one.
Not too many.
A couple, a smattering.
Yeah, dragged by mates.
Yeah, good.
You're in the front row and you don't know
You're in you the are splash, a... though.
Oh, wait, you haven't. You're a brave man. I just assumed it was you because you're the one drinking. Sensible. He's listened before.
Yeah.
All right. Should we explain?
No. Nah.
If it was a lot of people, but you guys will pick it up. Fuck.
Whatever.
Raise your hand if you have any questions.
Yeah. We'll just be good.
The front row have made a terrible mistake today. You're very easy to see for us. Hey everyone, and welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fictional universe would be the best to live in?
Again. Dr. Doolittle!
Well, Jackson, you fucked us because we've got guests today, so as a team we needed to pick one.
Yeah.
We were not prepared for Dr. Doolittle. We didn't discuss this.
All right, well, there go my notes.
Dr. Doolittle is good because all the animals are talking amongst themselves.
Yeah.
But I'm not Dr. Doolittle, so I don't have to hear him.
So your ideal world, your ideal fictional universe, the world you want to live in, is just one where you know animals are organized, but you can't tell what they're doing.
Picture this. Okay. You're in front of a fish tank.
Done.
You're looking at the fish.
Yep.
You're like, they're getting their shit done. I'm getting my shit done carrying your day. But you don't have to hear the fish be like, oh, my fish, whatever. Or like, I'm trapped in a cage because the animals in Dr. Doolittle have a human-level intelligence. Free me.
Do you know that they can speak?
Or you just live in that world
being like, there's a guy somewhere. I think he's in the States. Can you start talking about like, chimps talking to him or something?
Maybe
shit?
I saw like
crazy,
like a documentary, and Dr. Doolittle's like, I can talk to animals. I'm like, it's cool that animals can talk. And then I moved on with my life. That's the kind of reality. I watch half a documentary and I'm like, sick, my dog knows what's going on but can't tell me.
Is there going to be a moment when you're sitting down to like a cheeseburger and you're like, hmm?
Yeah.
There's going to be a moment you got the mmm wrong. I'm going to be like, hmm. Huh. Oh, nom, 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 nom. Delicious.
Oh.
I'll look in a field of cows and be like, huh. And then later eat a steak or whatever. So,
I mean, now that we know that they've all the animals got their shit together, surely they're going to be like mad at us. That, like,
they're not mad at me. And they can't communicate it to me.
Always wondered, every animal can talk to Dr. Doolittle, right?
Yep.
But can the animals talk to each other? Because they shouldn't.
That is true.
Like, because he's a wizard, yeah?
Yeah.
He's kind of magic man that he can understand all animal languages.
I think the implications are that the animals are talking the same animal language.
Because you look at a dog, you're like, dog, talk. He's like, woof. Cat, talk, meow. That's different.
But to each other... Fuck.
I know.
He's changed the game.
Yeah. Or are they just using like Doc Doolittle as like a conduit, like a medium between?
No,
like,
because
can you tell the cat I'm very mad that they're stealing my food?
Because in Dr. Doolittle 1, there's a drunk monkey.
Yeah.
It's an alcoholic circus monkey.
Yes.
I think there's a horse.
Yes.
And there's a dog.
Yes.
So does that mean the monkey's falling around, the dog's like, hey, Dr. Doolittle, what's happening? Dr. Doolittle's going to be like, is it cool if I tell the dog you're an alcoholic? The monkey's going to be like, yeah, I guess. Okay, so the monkey's an alcoholic. Like, boring movie.
But it makes more sense.
It does. It does. And also, if the animals are talking, why, like you say, cows are getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
Why are the cows not going to the dogs and being like, you seeing this shit?
Or just one cow go to one bear and be like, oi, bear, come over, protect us, please.
Man, I was talking, speaking of eating cows,
yeah.
I was talking to my brother. My brother was like, the reason we don't eat dogs is that we bred them for companionship.
Yeah.
He's like, the reason we shouldn't eat dogs. And I was like, what if we bred, like, a meat dog? And he was like, we still shouldn't eat it. That's fucked. He's like, we can eat cows because we bred them to eat. I'm like, if we bred a dog to eat, we should be allowed to eat that dog.
Yeah, I like that in a world that's getting more progressive, you are just like, fuck that. How can I make it worse?
All right, so you're there. You're like, Dr. Doodle is there. You got this new meat dog.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, can you tell him that this is lot in life?
And be like, Dr. Doodle, my brother thinks I can't eat dog and I want to prove him wrong.
I bred this dog specifically to eat. Tell him that that's his job.
Aside from the fact that it is a marvel, I bred a dog by myself.
How are you making a meat dog?
You just get the meatiest dogs and make them fun.
So not a cow and a dog.
No. That doesn't make any sense, Dusha.
What?
Fuck, you're right. Your two meaty dogs theory makes so much sense.
All right,
am I to bring genetics into it?
All right, you
eugenics?
Want like a good...
something.
Yeah.
Science.
Genetics, science. Well, you kind of want like a good chunky dog. So
yeah.
What's your chunkiest dog? You'd want to breed it with like a sausage dog because then it's long.
That's true.
As well.
You need a long dog
like,
and a
big,
meaty
long dog.
What's
like
that
a Dalsatian, but like a sausage
dog.
Alsatian.
Yep.
Dogs can get fat, you know that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but like if I get, say, like a Jack Russell fat, he's still the size of like a big rat.
Yeah.
But if I get an Alsatian fat, that's the size of a small Shetland pony.
I might go bulldog sausage dog over the course of 10 years, get a really long meaty dog.
Yeah.
Cook and eat.
That sounds good.
Dr. Doolittle.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So your dream to breed meaty dogs.
Yeah, uh-huh. Aside.
No. This is relevant.
Oh, good.
Your ideal fictional universe is where you know that animals that have sentience.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in this world, like the current non-fictional one, you're like, I want a meat dog.
Yeah.
It seems like these two dreams don't mix.
What you can do, Dusha, is you can then go to all the dogs and be like, hey, you want to breed this? Look, this will be meaty.
Would you like to be a meat dog? The cows, look how good the cows have it.
Exactly.
Don't you want their life? Their brief, delicious
This is scary
life.
Because you can't. You also said you can't communicate with them.
Yeah.
Well, we're dragons.
So now you
along.
Can?
No, I just know they can hear me.
Just be like, I'm gonna eat you. Well, not you. Your offspring. Your like progeny.
Anyway,
all
the
way down the line.
This is a bad sentence because, like, hey, can you fuck that dog?
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat your kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, this wasn't even relevant to Dr. Doolittle. It was just something I thought. Just something I wanted to bring up, and I had a context for it.
All right.
We gave you a microphone, and that was our mistake.
Absolutely.
Although, so there's problems now because you kind of, if are we believing Dr. Little? Because this is the kind of whole point of this universe. Because if Dr. Little is believed, they're like, oh shit, not only can animals speak, but they have human level intelligence. Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a game changer.
Absolutely, it is.
But it's just one crazy man. Yeah. Also, so like, brat, let's eat a burger.
Yeah, change the channel, whatever. Yeah. I don't.
But also, yeah, it doesn't matter because we know, because we have seen Dr. Doodle in that fictional universe, they can talk. Dr. Doodle isn't crazy. Yeah. So if Jackson's picking that, it doesn't matter if you believe him or not, animals are talking.
Yeah, I know.
Is that good or bad? Jackson says it's perfect.
I mean, it doesn't sounds change like much for us.
Imagine if you had Dr. Doolittle powers, you know, aside from eating the meaty dogs or whatever. Imagine, you know, how many times with your pets have you been like, what the fuck do you want? Imagine being able to, like, ask them, what the fuck do you want? Your dog's barking outside. Imagine Melody, studio dog, likes to bark at a possum out the back of the house and it gives us fucking grief. Imagine if you could be
She's
like, Melody!
She's learned to open the door now.
You're not going to get the possum! Move on with your life.
Sometimes she looks back at me like I'm failing her as a dad because I'm not getting the possum. And it stresses me. She's like, it's there. And I'm like, I know. Like, yeah, calm down. She's like, get it. And I'm like, I can't.
It
like,
is very,
why?
It's very funny that in a Dr. Doolittle world, as I'm like editing something or whatever, I just hear that argument out. I'm not going to get the possum. Get the fucking possum, Dad.
Dad, the fucking possum's right there.
I know. And the possum's going to chip in like, you can't catch me. And I'm like,
that's going to make you want to get the possum more because it's a smug piece of
it
shit.
It is. It'll be like, Melody, give me my gun.
The possum being like, you can't catch me, cunt. And you're like, I'm going to fucking get you now, possum.
God, hold my jacket. Stay I'm coming up the tree.
Stay the fuck out of this, possum.
So I guess one of the benefits of the Dr. Doolittle universe is you can fight animals because you know which ones deserve it.
Yeah. What if you go along, you know, you're having a walk and you're in like a farm area and a cow is like, you're a piece of shit. And you're like... I did fall! It was bound to happen eventually.
You predicted it at the start, too. You're a psychic.
Oh, man, crazy. How'd that happen? Science.
I don't know, but I like that you pretty much stayed sitting down as you fell. That was good for me. And also, caught on two cameras.
Sick! This is good for me.
Can we talk about the cow in Zabbit's situation that's just picking a fight?
Let's ignore this shit.
Yeah, whatever. It happened. Move on. It's just funny that Zabbit's walking along with the cow's like, I'm going to fight that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. What?
But like, from the cow's perspective, I'm an easy target. I'm a doughy human.
Yeah.
What can I do? I'm like, well, I'm going to come over there and punch you in the face.
Get
and then he's going to charge me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You but then I'll get him a headlock. It'll be good.
Yeah.
He'll trample me. I'm dead. But like, I'll get one good swing.
Also, if a cow's like, hey, fuck you, you're like, I'm going to eat you eventually. Whatever. Like,
so,
you're going to pick up your chair?
Yeah, I don't want to stand like a pleb.
Yeah, no, fair.
You're going to... Oh, yeah, don't put it there. That's good.
Oh, I see the problem.
Zabbit, oh, my
I
God. See the please problem. Be more careful. You're going to fall again and die. Oh, my God.
I'm just tempting fate here. We got insurance, yeah?
You've already moved the chair that leg is...
Look, right, look. Oh, I'm going to move a little bit to the side.
Look.
All right, no, we're not. We're not being safe.
It's fine.
Cool.
It's fine. The reflex is like a cat, apparently.
No, you pretty much just stayed like this. But your chair fell and you just managed to hit the end of the stage. It was good.
Yeah.
It was funny to watch. A bit frightening.
It was. I'm like, I'm going to crack my head on stage.
Yeah.
This is good.
That is your legacy.
There was a moment where I'm like, I'm just going to tell this to be like, Zabbit's dead. Go home.
If anyone has tickets to next week's show, we'll bring someone else in, I guess.
Show must go on, guys.
Speaking of other people, I feel like we've probably discussed Dr. Doodle enough to know that it is the perfect fictional universe
Absolutely.
To live in.
Get to go in a consensual fight with a cow.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. Consensual fights.
Oh, God, I can punch a roo in the face.
Exactly.
And the roo can be like, it's on. And I'll be like, yes. Imagine. Don't use your legs. Only use your paws.
Don't fight dirty.
Mm.
You're driving along, kangaroos hopping in front of your headlights, not getting out of the way, and you're like, get out of the way. He's like, what? I don't get it. What do you want from me, man? What?
Right, hold my jacket.
All right. So, consensual fights.
Yeah.
Best fictional universe to live in.
Consensual fights.
Yeah.
Let's bring out the first guest of today.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Dunlop.
Woo!
Hey guys. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi. Thank you.
Oh, man, drinks.
Very important.
If you want, just give
it to just give it to the crowd.
Just like, hold it as close as I can to the microphone.
So yeah. Slurp noises.
I was really sad when you handed your drink over, I didn't get a drink.
Can you hold that for a second?
Yeah, of course, man. Oh, my God. That was done with such grace and skill.
We can't actually see what's going on out here, so we just heard a sound like someone trying to break through the floorboard, and you guys howling with laughter. So, yeah.
Now that you're on the stage, you can see how small it is. Guess what happened?
Yeah, I have a guess.
Oh, guess
who had a fall?
Let's stand and sit trepidatiously on top of these incredibly high stools.
Yes.
So, Mon, I don't know if you heard all of this backstage, but we picked Dr. Doolittle because you can have consensual animal fights.
Yep.
Oh, fights.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
We can communicate with animals and then decide that we can fight them.
If a dog says, let's fight, and you say yes in a court of law,
you can rumble.
If you killed that dog,
no jury alive would convict you. No, this was real hard because you guys asked. So we get told the questions in advance.
Yeah.
And like, it was real hard. Like, which fictional universe do you want to live in? And like, all I could think was something as far from the current universe as possible, because this one fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, this universe is
no good.
I was talking about it with my girlfriend. I was trying to think of a fictional universe, and the first one I came up with was Logan's Run. From the 70s, because I don't know if you don't know Logan's Run. It's a place where they kill you when you turn 30.
Oh, sweet release. I'd be dead.
Yeah. You'd be dead.
I'm 31. I'm 31 years old. I'd already be fucking dead, man. It's perfect.
Oh,
I would love
it. Thank you, yes. All the problems we're currently having now, all those old fucks dead.
Yeah. Yeah, we combine it with Soylent Green. We eat them.
Absolutely. Please. That's in my mouth.
But yeah, I fundamentally settled on, because it's as far as I could get. I knew I wanted a children's show.
Yeah.
Because drama and conflict upset me, and literally every adult show tends to have those things. And so I've ended up with, has anyone here seen Baba? You're all 12. Has anyone? Baba the elephant? Yeah.
Everybody knows Baba.
Well,
you're
the
one
guy.
Show,
so it doesn't matter.
Well, it's a lovely show. It's about like this elephant who's king of an elephant country.
Yeah.
In Africa.
And there's a monkey that works for him or doesn't?
He works in a cafe. He's friends with him, you know, and they just have sort of low-stakes adventures. They travel. There's, okay, look, there's a little bit of conflict, and then there's like an Idi Amin rhinoceros living a country over, but like he never does anything as bad, and usually his wife's just yelling at him. and it's great. Now, I know I should be fighting as hard because apparently this is competitive.
Yeah.
I need to make it like the best universe. So, the problem is the genesis of Baba is that it was a racist analogy.
Yeah, it's a racist analogy. Baba doesn't have the greatest origin.
It's no good. It was, so the original story of Baba, and this isn't mentioned in the cartoon because kids don't need to know this, but like, so Baba is an elephant in a tribe of other elephants, and one day the old king eats poison mushrooms and dies. Because that's how you know it's a children's story.
It has to start with a death. Every famous children's story is like, dog shit! Yeah. Don't worry about that. Now half the times.
And then his mother's shot by poachers.
Oh my god. Don't poach royalty! Yes.
Some of them have darker shit than others, I guess.
Yeah.
And they take him away to France, the poachers, to entertain people.
Yeah.
But then, this is where it gets real fucked. Okay. So an old lady looks after Baba, and she teaches him how to walk on two legs and wear clothes. Then he goes back to Africa, teaches all the other elephants how to walk on two legs and wear clothes, and then rule a country that looks a lot like France.
So a bit of colonialism problems.
Yes.
But the perfect universe.
But what? That shit in the park.
That's the thing, is that like the children's TV show Baba is just a lovely place and everything's fine.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to live there.
And but also Mon, I just want to... No. Because that horrible backstory happens in our universe.
Oh, that's true. That's
so
true.
The bad shit's on... Well, not us, personally. We didn't do that.
All right, John Howard.
That's the worst thing you've ever called me. And you've called me mean things before.
I have.
To look a good friend in the eye and say, all right, John Howard, you know what? You're a fuck.
See, right now you could just push me. Get out of here.
Before I was happy that you didn't crack your head open. Now I'm a bit cut.
Look, fair.
I think the biggest problem with Baba or Baba, I don't know how you pronounce it.
I was like, Baba.
Is that Baba, like the son of the HBO?
They're French. Yeah.
Baba.
I think like Rugrats, Baba.
Oh, right. No, is it? Because there are people in that world, yeah?
Yeah, they are.
So imagine just being like, you turn on the news and you're like, an elephant became a king.
No, but you know what this brings credence to?
Yeah.
Consensual elephant fights.
Hey! That's consensual elephant wars.
But what I do like is that, because he's a king, yeah, and he's chatting with his monkey mate who runs a cafe or works in a cafe.
Lovely.
I mean, that's just lovely, like the upper class, just, you know, dealing with, you know.
Yeah, there's clearly no
low workers. It's kind of nice.
Definitely the elephants are the...
Okay, yes, look, I tried. I tried.
Yes, Mon.
You know when you don't want to say the words "master race," so nothing else fits.
It does.
They're in charge, okay? They're in charge.
Well, like, look, the elephants are much bigger than everyone
else.
True.
Like, it's not like they're putting them in, you know.
Well, I assume
camps
that's why the rhinos don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah, because a rhino is not as big as an elephant. In many ways, I wish our society was run on who's the tallest. You know.
You
just
you know your place then.
Yeah, I always think that if I had to have a king, I'd want that king to be fucking jacked.
Oh, I know.
Because I'd like to look at the king and be like, he could kill me with his fists.
Exactly.
So I'll be subservient, that's fair.
Yeah. It makes sense. That's I don't want no old motherfucker being like, this is how I run the world. No, I want a young guy, and he's just going to be like, you know, I will cuck you if I need to. And I'm like, yeah, you would.
Absolutely.
Please.
If I look at, like, you know, royalty and I think I could fight them, like Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
If I got into
consensual queen fights,
if I got into that throne room, and I think if I was quick enough, I could. Bam! She's done. I'm queen now.
Hey, Prince Philip, he'd drop like a sack of shit.
Be like, you're my son now. All right, yeah, mum, madam, all right.
Good.
Are you keeping the title Queen Elizabeth II?
Absolutely.
Or are you
then in
queen
brackets,
Elizabeth
Jackson. That's how I'd rule.
Now
give
I just keep
scepters.
Thinking that you're going to get cucked by Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth fucked my wife.
I got queen cucked, I guess.
Oh, imagine. Amazing. I'm trying to remember the other characters in Baba. He's got two kids.
He's got the monkey. He's got three kids. He's got Flora, Alexander, and the other one. But they're the youngest, so they're not, like, in line.
Why do you not remember the other one? Is he just not as worthwhile as the rest?
No, it makes sense. It's like Plumbing the Death Star. There's three of us. There's Zammit, Dusha, and the other one.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
There's Pompadour, who's, like, his elegant French Regency personal assistant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who walks around, who's, like, he's very camp and everything, and that's all fine. He does have a little boy who follows him around with a...
Just a someone did
best
not like that.
Universe. That one there.
It's just great that you clearly like looked at the structure of it. And you're like, Baba, done, good. Then you got to say, you're like, oh god. The deeper I investigate, the worse it gets.
So have the elephants lost their culture?
Yeah, like is there no?
As tribal elephants, yeah, there's no part where they like go to an elephant graveyard or some shit like that. It's like, no, you are French people now. You will live as the French do.
It's very funny to...
But...
Yeah?
French bakeries.
French patisseries.
That's pretty good.
That must be what the monkey runs.
Yeah!
Like when you go to Vietnam and all the French shops are great. Oh, God.
Yeah, I was going to say...
It's the monkey Vietnamese. There's nothing good about Baba.
Oh, boy.
I keep imagining Baba dying the way elephants die. Like... You ever seen, like, an elephant get trapped? No.
Okay, wait. No. Before you explain this.
You know how elephants die.
So, all right, quickly, one clap. Who's seen an elephant die? Oh, what a fucking surprise!
Oh, that's such a relatable sentence.
Oh, look at the fucking hoity-toity over...
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, so when, think so, they're too good for dead elephants.
It is sounding like maybe you caused it.
You know when you're at home and you're on YouTube and you search for like elephant poaching?
You're like, dead dot dot elephants? No, I meant, you ever seen an elephant drown in mud? Sometimes it happens on nature docos. The elephant falls into mud. It can't get out.
Oh, wait,
yeah. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I might just swap sides.
No, look, Faye, you want to take this one? It's rickety. There's a danger.
No, I haven't.
Safety.
Anyway, cool. I just thought it was funny to imagine Barbara on like a regal walk, then he takes a wrong step, falls in mud and drowns, and they're like, that's nature. Does Baba have a little bird that like picks at his goo or whatever? You know,
no,
like
he does have an old war veteran uncle who hangs around the palace who, like, I guess could do that for him when we're not watching.
No, I mean like
Uncle Cornelius, come pick at the scabs.
Because like
clean my trunk.
Elephants get like those big birds on their back.
Yeah.
I don't think they're big birds. They're like an ostrich.
Like a big thing, yellow feathers.
Yeah,
quite tall.
Not like Big Bird.
Yeah, Big Bird's not. Oh, I get it now.
Did you know Big Bird is a golden eagle? In one of the Sesame Street episodes, they're like, "What kind of bird?" He was like, "Golden eagle."
Huh.
I'm mad the person who asked was like, that's clearly not true.
Is there a bird's nest somewhere that's made entirely from dried elephant skin? Like just this crusty bowl.
That is heinous to imagine.
Seeing this from an audience point of view, I don't like it. Why did you buy tickets? It's just nonsense.
Get back on stage. Take Zammit's rickety chair.
Yeah, good luck.
How many people are going to fall off this stage today?
My money's on two.
If we keep rotating, all of us.
Yeah.
I'm going to be clever and move the stool. Oh, look, I'm nowhere near the edge now. Who knew? Anyway.
Well, now I feel cramped.
Yeah, it's not great.
So, colonialism aside, yeah. Baba's pretty good.
Yeah. What's a typical Baba adventure?
It'll be like they're going to have a race with the Rhino Kingdom, and then the Rhino tries to cheat, and then they win anyway.
Typical Rhino.
Like, it's pretty low, you know, no one's going to get killed. They have lots of flashback episodes where it's like Barbar is a kid having adventures with his friends, but not like...
Is that before he went
before the trauma?
He's wearing a suit, so it's after.
Okay, so in this universe, you have a period of trauma.
Yeah.
Then, like, a better country comes in and just, like, helps you out.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, what, several decades of just sweet golden times.
Yeah, peace.
And then,
assumably,
when you get old and then poachers get you, your kids will then go to another country and then adopt their culture.
Hey, you know, Baba's pretty good for poachers, actually, if you think about it. Because you have, like, an entire civilization of many elephants, so they're no longer, like, an endangered species.
That's true. So you just poach away.
Yeah.
I was just thinking I'd live in the animal kingdom and would have banana milkshakes at the cafe, and it was fine. But no. They're all fucking dying or pedophiles.
It's a poacher's paradise.
Everyone lining up.
Everyone lining up to the. Where are we going? Barbar's kingdom. Sweet. Get my gun and my like pith hat.
I said Celesteville. I wasn't going to be like, oh, imagine the ivory.
But imagine the ivory.
A thousand pianos.
As far as the eye can see.
I can finally have that ivory piano I've always wanted.
And you got to get in quick, because elephants, the more they get poached, like if they don't use their tusks, they get smaller and smaller and go.
Yeah.
And Baba's no longer needing to fight for like supremacy. Yeah. His tusks are disappearing.
Yeah.
You gotta poach little, quick.
Little nubby little tusks.
Oh my god, get in while the getting's good. Am I right?
I'd just like to just in conclusion, we've pitched two fiction universes. One consensual animal fights, one animal genocide.
No. Yeah. Poaching.
Just like if you hunted the occasional human being.
Yeah.
For their teeth.
Yeah.
Best fictional universe.
Hey, now let's we're gonna have our next guest.
All right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna try and fit a fifth person on stage.
What if I just get up?
Don't think.
Don't be silly,
again,
Jackson.
With four of us on stage, someone has fallen off.
Yeah, fair.
Which again, funny. But
scoot over a bit. Scoot over.
I'll let her have my seat.
No, she can stand. The winner can sit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
good.
Wait. So we have a fifth.
We do.
We got a fifth microphone and it's on. All right.
Yeah.
We'll bring out our next guest, Claire Sullivan.
Woo! Woo! You got a banana. That's the best. Yeah. Yes. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Oh God.
Jesus.
That was the most exciting entrance I've ever seen. Oh my God, don't fall. Oh my God.
It's all right, I'm here.
My heart nearly stopped. You nearly fell and died.
It's all right. I was dead the other day and I didn't die, so, you know.
Here we
I've
are.
Got luck on my side.
Are you going to hand your banana to someone in the audience? Like everybody who comes on has something, hands it in.
Do you want my banana?
Fuck, there's a regret in that boy's face.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, look, it's
I'm
fine.
I'm going to slowly eat this banana, but not into the microphone. Oh, the end is quite juicy.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah. Anywho.
This is wildly unpleasant. So Glenn,
fuck bananas are nasty.
Yeah, especially like that bit there.
Yeah, look at this bruise. Yuck. No, bananas suck.
Oh,
looks
look
like a wart. Anywho, best fictional universe to live in.
Okay. So, I've had a long think about this.
Just hand that to an audience member.
Yeah, your banana fell. That was the greatest tragedy I've ever seen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hairy was that banana?
It's a little bit hairy. But you know what they say, what doesn't kill you may kill you in other ways. Like falling off the stage. Okay, so so what I want to live in, the universe that I want to universe that I want to live in is 80s horror film universe.
Okay.
All right.
So like your Camp Christ, your what do you call that one?
Camp
Friday the
13th. Yeah.
Freddy vs. Jason.
Well, today's Saturday the 14th. So what better time to celebrate Friday the 13th?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a 1-day anniversary.
Yeah.
Never forget.
R.I.P.
So, like, I look at, like, an 80s horror universe, and that's scary for
me.
What's good about that?
It's good.
I've already got the outfit.
That's true.
And also, you just need to stay away from drugs, stay away from alcohol, don't have sex, don't kiss, keep your clothes on at all times, and you'll be fine.
Exactly. Right.
No holidays either. Avoid cabins in the woods.
Yeah.
A lot of rules.
You're just reading the rules from Cabin in the Woods.
Yes.
Scream.
Scream.
But that's 90s.
That's 90s.
Ah, true.
So you don't need to have a favorite scary movie. You'll be fine.
The safest
person to be in a 80s horror movie is the killer.
Oh!
Okay, yes.
Because they always survive. They're always like the shot at the end, you think, oh, no, he's died, he's gone, and then dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the thing. In a horror, an 80s horror movie, I'd be the killer, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm not...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not tall enough to be the victim.
Well, you've seen...
And that's about it. They're all in the 80s. All the victim females are all very, very tall.
Yeah. So well, you're fine.
You'll be the Queen's birthday dwarf.
I'd probably end up being one of those weird horror movies like in...
Bride of Chucky.
Oh, I was actually thinking Ghoulies.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a knife out of the toilet, yeah?
Yeah. Well, the was thinking of the weird guy who's like, oh, I'm obsessed with this weird ritual. I'd be that person.
So you're the person that brings the ghoul.
Yeah.
So, because you in 80s like horror films, you can make a literal deal with a literal devil.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. No, that's great for everyone on this stage. Yes.
Hell is real. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That.
What's that, Satan? I just got to kill some ewes and I don't have to go here for a bit. Sure.
Yeah, the kind of thing of like you know, dead, eat the banana.
Do you want more? I'm getting
just floor, eat the that's, full banana.
That's something, you know, like in a horror movie, like say Jason, they kill Jason, he dies. Yeah. But he comes back.
Yeah.
Why is nobody like, how do I do that? Because that would be my thinking. I'd be like, yeah. If Jason came back, surely I can.
Exactly.
Well, Jason's a weird one because he was a victim and then he came back and was like, I'm a murderer now.
That's true.
Jason again? The Jason's, mask one?
Jason's
I think
the mask
so, yeah.
One.
Oh, we haven't watched
Hockey
that.
Mask.
Hockey mask. Oh, yeah. Martin and I have a horror movie club where we watch horror movies.
What it really buried
well, Jason,
the lead there, huh?
As in real life, the reason Jason can't die is that he's profitable.
That's why I can't die.
Was Ghoulies profitable?
There was like four of them. One of them was in space, so of course.
Have you seen the second one at that the fun park? Not very fun.
That's great, because if you follow the classic 80s horror movie trajectory, you do end up in space.
Yeah.
You then go the in, hood. Like,
and then the hood,
that's how it goes. Because that's the leprechaun. It's leprechaun 1, he's just in a house. Leprechaun 2, he's in a house again. Leprechaun 3, I think he's in Hawaii. Leprechaun 4, he's in space. Leprechaun 5 and 6, he's in the hood.
See, at one point I get to have a beach party.
Yeah,
exactly. Surrounded by babes.
Yeah.
It's a brutal truth that, like, Leprechaun got into the hood and then couldn't get out.
Where's Leprechaun? Ah, still in the hood. I guess make Leprechaun 2 still in the hood.
He keeps trying, man. He's
also,
taking up a rap career.
Also, I've got ginger hair, a bit like Leprechaun.
That's true.
I'd be everlasting.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Exactly.
Leprechauns and bananas hand in hand.
Yep. That's
Ireland is a tropical island.
It's tropical in my mind.
So I think it's a pretty good universe because you can make a deal with the devil to live forever and kill kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess
that's neat.
Kill all these teens. I'm not bloody teens. Ugh.
I'm not tall enough to be a victim. Yeah. That's
or
good.
handsome.
Enough.
No, you're handsome enough.
You're handsome enough. Absolutely.
Zoe yells. She probably disagrees. Yes.
Rude.
And I'm not 80s underwear model enough to be a victim either.
Yeah.
See, I think I'm the perfect combination of chubby and adorable. I'm the goofball. They're going to be like, I'm going to get killed in an amusing way.
You're the goofball everyone thinks is going to be fine, but then you're going to get like a head and a spike.
Yeah. See, I was imagining...
Oh, death by stereo. Yeah. Classic death. Anyone seen The Lost Boys?
I might get caught in a garage door, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not to do with the killer, just my own incompetence.
Which one is that?
I think it's Scream again.
Scream.
That's
90s.
No, I'm so sorry.
Rose McGowan gets cut.
Yeah. That's me, but there's just me. Just there's no killer involved. Just me being like, oh, fuck. That moment when you're like, oh, I've made such a mistake.
Just running around being like, holy shit, the killer got down. No.
He was trying
we'll
to get the dog.
We'll save the killer.
I'll get the possum, fine. I'll go through the wall. And then I got.
How do you think you'd die in a horror movie?
Oh.
Sandwich press? Who chooses sandwich press? sandwich press. I've got one sandwich press down the front.
I like to imagine a big sign that denotes me like an idiot or something. Like a big, like a neon sign, like with a cowboy pointing a finger and it falls and the finger squishes me, you know?
Like
that.
It's weird.
And you're
like, this guy's fried or something, and then it, the thumb lands on my head and I die.
In...
Again, that wasn't the killer.
No. I might just eat bad food. Jackson Dammit in his dysentery.
I pick a death that happens in Friday the 13th when Jason takes Manhattan. I think it's Friday the 13th.
It's 8. Yeah. And it's not in Manhattan, it's on a boat.
Is a boat near Manhattan?
This death takes place on a rooftop.
Ooh, so, rooftop on a boat in the waters of Manhattan.
One of the victims is like, nah, fuck you, Jason, and then just starts beating the shit out of him. And Jason waits until he gets tired from beating the shit out of him too much and then punches his head clean off. That's how I want to go.
Can your head then land in a fisherman's net?
And then we change into a like a horror TV show set in Transylvania. Oh, there's been a murder. Fishermen are like, oh no, there's a murder. I like no Transylvanian way.
I like investigating that murder because the big reveal at the end is that a guy got his head punched off.
Just the, clean punched off.
The head comes out with all the fish. I can picture it now. It's not SBS.
With cops in 80s horror movies, like, they're not going to go that far because their solution to everything, including, like, finding a corpse flayed alive, their response is always some kids messing around. And we need to investigate with a flashlight. No guns!
Yeah, well, can I be that? Because I reckon I'd be very good at blaming youths. Just straight away.
But the cops usually die at some...
Fucking this guy.
This audience
is giving me grief.
This audience is so young, it's nothing but the victims from 80s horror movies.
But I feel like if I was like a Jason type and all of you were at a summer camp, I'd be like, I just can't be bothered. That's so many kids to kill. I don't. How long does summer camp last?
Like, what, 2 weeks?
It'd be so good. You'd have all these hijinks like someone climb up the tree and then they fall down and they're dead. People are like, ah, it's a prank. And it turns out it's not.
How many times before you're like, I don't think this is a prank? Yeah. How like high a pile of bodies before you're like, we are getting pranked. Oh, yeah.
I think if this kind of like size of a summer camp, I might start paying some of the bullies to do my work for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a classic 80s bully. An 80s bully isn't an 80s bully if they're not prepared to murder.
Yeah. Every 80s bully needs a flick, like a flick knife.
Absolutely.
They stab people for fun.
Yeah.
It's like
a good bullying.
The 80s seems like just that one period of time where everyone was like, bullies are psychopaths to a T.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to push you off this cliff.
Every bully is Biff Tannen from Back to the Future in the 80s.
It's just Biff with a switch knife.
Yeah.
It is.
Does anyone here an 80s bully?
Hands up.
Who's got switch knife?
Oh, we're going up the back. We got a couple of 80s bullies.
There's a bully. Because
I've done it. Fucking run. My favorite 80s bully scene is in Footloose when there is a tractor drag race.
Oh, yeah.
No, and they play chicken with tractors, don't they?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is a slow game of chicken with no stakes.
Yeah.
There's no dancing in that scene.
That's just two tractors slowly ambling towards each other, and then they just touch noses, and everyone gets out like, well,
we did.
That sucked.
You didn't move. You're one of the gang.
Terrible.
There's a lot of fun people in that, though.
And also, like, if it's really slow, that would be very boring to watch just in general.
Absolutely.
This banana's very moist on my hand.
Finish the banana, then. I keep looking down and being like, why do you eat the knob?
Very close to the end of
finish
the banana.
Finish the knob, it's killing me. Thank you.
While you chew that nana.
Alright, so there's definitely no room for a third guest on here. But we do have a third guest to bring out. So what we're going to do is we're going to vote. Which of these fictional universes?
I like
is
this
your
guy's
favorite?
Like my
I
life.
I can't choose.
What am I so fucking do?
Hey, and if I get voted off, you'll kill me.
Right? That's absolutely.
A
promise.
You'll kill me. Right?
Oh god.
You'll get killed through the door, the garage door.
So on the count of three, one clap, singular clap.
Mm-hmm. Shit. No, I know.
I've got a banana.
It's Baba the 80s horror. Okay, right. So we got. Good for poaching,
or
good for deals with devils.
Yeah,
deals with the devil.
Killing kids or killing elephants.
All right.
Killing kids.
All right. So on the count of three, I'm going to count down from three because if I go 1, 2, 3, Zam, it gets very upset.
It does something to my lizard
That's
brain.
Counting up from three.
Yeah. See.
Counting down from three.
Wait, what?
That's
and
up from
this
what?
Is voting for killing elephants.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Killing elephants first.
3, 2, 1.
All right.
Ooh.
Now killing kids. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
I think the elephants have it.
I think the elephants
it
have
like
it.
They hate both of them.
Yeah. There was a large amount of people in the back like, fuck this.
Yes. I think
are
the
elephants.
I think elephants have it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
Woo! Your time, but was brief. Like eating a banana.
On her way out, Claire handed me her skin. Don't explain that for the podcast.
Give it to the audience.
Throw it into the audience like a sweaty t-shirt. Woo!
All right, and now we're going to bring out our final guest, Reese Nicholson.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. We've got to find the bully. I just realized, like...
If
there is a bully here, never has there been a, you know, fish in a barrel type situation than this type of, this, like... Oh, it's like shooting a bunch of nerds in a podcast. I'm one of them. Or maybe I'm a bully. I don't know. That's the thing about gays. You never know. We could. We seem like we're being nice, but we're being awful. And I've been watching. Was the reference to the cowboy crushing thing? Is that a reference to Honey, I Blew Up the Kid?
Possibly. That is a movie.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Where he goes to Vegas? Okay, cool. You're not verbally knowing what I'm talking about. Just a bunch of people nodding their heads for the audio medium. Thank you.
Does a cowboy kill the big baby?
Yes, that's exactly what happens in that movie.
Man.
It's a deleted scene.
The big thumb into the baby's...
Well, baby skulls are soft.
Yeah.
It's like how they had to change the ending of Little Shop of Horrors because it was too horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, should we kill the giant baby or return him back to his family where Rick Moranis... His wife has just died.
Kill the baby, I think.
Rick Moranis...
It's funny to imagine a world where Rick Moranis, every single movie he's in, has a very dark ending. He's like, no, guys, no, stop.
No, stop it. He kept just trying to improvise it into the shoot. Turn on the cameras, guys. I got an idea. You know, Rick Moranis is one of those people, you know, you see clickbait that comes past your Facebook, and there's kind of like, where are they now type situations, but sometimes they word them in a way that are like, what the fuck happened to Rick Moranis? And then you click on it and you're like, oh, he's had a harrowing last 10 years. Why did I click on this? Yeah.
I read one about Brendan Fraser recently. Yeah. Like, oh, that poor boy.
His face got fucked, I think. Is that what happened? I don't know.
Reese, I think he might be the bully. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, dweeb. I'm clearly a bad bully from like dweeb. Look out, 1982.
My favorite clickbait article ever was one that I saw that said, this supplement is turning men into beasts. I was like, that is the most... Are they becoming werewolves? What is this?
It's called Weapon X.
So.
Yes.
Fictional universe. Best one you can think of.
So I've thought of two, and I guess I'll kind of narrow them down. The first one is... Murder, She Wrote, Magnum P.I.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Because there's a couple crossover episodes. Is it a universe where kind of anything seems to be possible? If you're an old woman holding a book, you can touch a crime scene. She's constantly just wandering onto crime scenes anytime she wants. She's like, hello, I'm Jessica Fletcher. And they go, sure, you want to touch the body for a while? We'll leave you alone. And Magnum P.I., the same thing. If you can wear short shorts and have a weird mustache, you can do whatever you want. Live in Hawaii, solve some crimes. The second idea is I want to, in the CBS, The Nanny, Everybody Loves Raymond, and The King of Queens are all in the same universe.
All right.
Everybody Loves Raymond and Fran Fine went to the same school together.
I'm excited to try and defend Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
I do like living in a universe where I'm like, hey, cops, what's that? Here's a look. Lady dead body, let me touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you like, excuse
you
me.
On Tuesday, right? Yeah.
But are you a nan or an 80s song?
I'll hold a book.
I don't think it's a book. I think you have to be a nan.
I'll wear short shorts.
Mm. She does, like, you know, she keeps fit. She's always riding a bike around. What I love it, have people watched Murder, She Wrote? You all seem unemployed. Have people... That Jerry Springer. She always, for the first few seasons, because I've watched a lot of Murder, She Wrote, probably not even a guilty pleasure, it's just my pleasure. And she, the first few seasons are just her in Caddick Cove, and it's one of those situations where how many fucking murders are going to happen in this small country town? And they just her and this one guy, and then she became an executive producer and just went, look, it's ridiculous we're not leaving. And then suddenly she's on a cruise ship. Like, this is my theory. She's always on a cruise ship or somewhere, and a murder happens. Like, she did those murders. Like, she definitely,
absolutely,
no doubt in my mind, 100%. She did all the fucking murders.
Imagine 100%. If that was the, like, you know how like Roseanne has a very famous finale that's just fucked.
Fucked, and then she came back and it's more fucked.
You thought that my husband being dead for a season was fucked? Wait till you have what I'm.
I'm a
what
Trump supporter. Don't watch it. It's terrible. Okay.
All right, interesting.
Misreading the room.
There we go. Huh. There we go. All right, so nerd shit, Magnum.
All right.
I'm on board with Magnum PI.
Yeah.
That's a fun, I mean, it's a tropical paradise. Are you at all worried about the low survivability factor, assuming you're not literally Tom Selleck?
No. How dare you? No, I think I'd be right because I would be like the fun guest actor that doesn't die. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always like some camp guy or some vaguely famous Hollywood star that hasn't been in anything anymore for a long time, and they're always like, "Well, I wasn't there. I don't know what's going on." Like, the least famous person is always the dead person, unless it's flashback episodes, and it's always like Joan Collins is in there for some reason, just letting her hair do all the acting, and.
Imagine getting the script and they're like, you're like, what's my part? And you're like, are you the guy who wasn't there?
Yeah. Great. I also thought about the CSI universe just because, only because Holly Valance played a body once. I just want to be in that world where Holly Valance is no longer living. I'm definitely the bully.
I really like as well, because look, none of us on stage are Tom Selleck or a nan. So this is a world where we know a nan can touch a crime scene and that's enough.
Yeah. I want to live in a world where a nan can touch whatever she wants.
Exactly. Like, I can't touch a crime scene. That's not for me. But it's sick that a nan can. You know, Tom Selleck.
Are there porn universes?
Yep. Like, yes.
I mean, I guess absolutely. Like, you know, Backdoor Sluts 7 must be connected to Backdoor Sluts 4.
It's a franchise. Like, it's,
yes.
But like, yes. So are there? Like, can you? Anyway,
an Avengers team up with Jack off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a universe where every sort of job is rewarded with sex.
Yeah.
There's no currency, only fucking.
I guess birth control is real great.
Right?
And like with Game of Thrones over the last few years, there's been a creeping in of incest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't call that a creep. Would you call that a creep?
It was just kind of there instead of
beat down the door. And made
have you ever
very
thought
known.
About fucking a loved one?
I am in your family.
And everyone's like, maybe my sister is attractive. Like,
I guess. All right. Yeah. Is it out of fear, or are we like, yeah, all right, incest, sure. I like I sex with my mom. Cool.
It's the first episode where we see incest and the crippling of a tiny boy. So. Yeah.
I guess spoiler alert. Incest and crippling people. That's my new
sweet.
Thing.
Sweet.
Do you reckon Game of Thrones would still be popular if people just described it like that? Hey, it's a fantasy series mostly about incest and like crippling young boys.
Occasionally there's
a
dragon.
A little boy.
Yeah, Stuart Little got littler.
Yeah.
The porn universe sucks because no interaction. Like nowadays, I can order a drink, right?
Oh, you are doing well.
But. In a porn universe, that might lead to fucking, and then you know what I mean, like.
And then I know, and you'll be parched.
I can come 5 times
Ooh,
a day.
You are doing
well. La-di-da. Look at you,
this
Mr.
boy
doing well,
capable of ejaculation. That's
with
right.
That
but let's be honest. Let's be honest. The first four are fine. The fifth one, it's not coming.
It's just like.
But I'm like, I'm capable of that. But I'm wondering, in a day,
what's happened to this podcast?
I blame you.
In a regular day, how many times am I going to be expected to come, you know?
I think you'd... Okay,
well,
you'd have to have
begin.
Big... So, you'd have to have, like, big mega stores where you could do one transaction for everything you need at one time because you'd be like, I know what's happening.
Every plumber is also going to be a pizza delivery guy.
And an astronaut and a cop. And
if there's no currency as well, like, how do you know, like, you know, one cum could be worth $2 and another one's $50. Yeah. So how do you, if you go to a $2 like, shop and you need to buy things more than $2, are you going to just do a bunch of tiny $2 cums?
Like, if I want a cheeseburger, is that like a simple handy?
Yeah.
Or if I like a cheeseburger and a Coke, I got to, like, suck a dick.
Yeah, like what?
All right, nope. Now you're talking my language.
I suspect that's how it would go, though. I'm like,
not to hammer a theme, but it's probably divided along.
My name is Riz.
Not to hammer a theme, but it is probably divided along racial divides, like actual currency.
Oh, yeah.
Like in Germany, like one cum is worth $5. But in Japan, 50 cents.
Let's just be careful when you say racial divide in Germany in the same sentence.
I know, it was funny that Germany was the first. Like,
we don't need any more chit chat about that anymore. Fuck, that's my least favorite universe to live in, I think. It is this one.
Imagine going to a country with a bad conversion rate. I'm like, I've got to come so much. Something back home only need to come once. Now I'm going to come 10 times.
I know, you've got to
get Slovakian dollars.
You go there being like, oh, I'd love a coffee, and suddenly you're jerking off 10 dicks.
God damn it!
I just wanted a coffee!
I feel like.
You're doing it in Switzerland, and they're like.
Bali would be a lot less popular, I think.
How much
so
for that
many rupiah? Oh, what a nightmare.
How much for that singlet? All right.
All right.
And you'd have to go to the airport and there'd be some like Cumalex company where you gotta hand over your slightly watery cum for some better cum. You're trying to like roll out the cum so it fits into a machine.
They're just chugging pineapple juice after pineapple juice.
Do you edit this podcast or
This one's live, so
No. Oh, so this isn't being recorded?
No, it's recorded. I just mean we can't edit it right now.
I think we're just
going
to edit it down to just the cum talk.
Just cum. No, just keep in the Germany stuff. It'll really work. No context either. Or cum text.
Yes.
Bye.
I also don't like that in the porn universe, every pizza tastes a little penis-y. Mm. Like, there's nothing wrong with the taste of penis, whatever, but sometimes you just want a pizza.
Why? That's true.
Penises are like chicken. They taste like everything.
All right. Okay.
No, everything tastes like penis.
So as how delicious penises aside...
Yeah.
We've got to come to a conclusion. Unintentional. So, we have killing elephants.
Yep.
Or the cum universe.
Which would be a terrible place.
So,
the worst episode of Sliders in the world.
Oh, poor Mallory.
He just jumped through like, Quinn Mallory, oh, I'm the version of you, but I'm made out of cum. I mean, and I guess, in a way, we're all made out of cum. Anyways.
That's true. Stardust and cum.
Guys, I hate to brag it to you, but we were all our dad's cum at some point.
That's true.
Even if you don't know your dad.
So.
You are his cum.
Countdown from three. We've got killing elephants. Just one singular clap. 3, 2, 1.
Oof.
No.
That is somehow less than lost.
People love right. cum.
So, cum universe. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
strong.
Yeah!
Strong.
Once again, cum win.
Now.
Finally, something for men in the world.
Thank
been
Christ.
Too long for... I mean, look at this lineup. Who says there's no diversity in comedy?
We kick the one
we
girl
voted
off.
The woman off. And just replaced a slightly womanly man with a similar coloured hair. It's better, I guess.
Now the final showdown between the cum universe and Dr. Doodle slash consensual fighting a dog.
Yeah.
So.
I got here late.
Yes. So.
It was a surprise to us.
Yeah. Consensual fighting animals. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh. Mm.
Cum universe.
That comes
three, three, two, one.
Oh.
I don't think the cums did have it.
That's sad because I would have voted for that one.
Same. None of the choices we've chosen today. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's a lot. It's a lot.
That's fair.
I think the audience win.
All right. Finally.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I'm Joel. I'm Ray Nicholson.
I'm also Joel.
We're all Joel.
Yay!
And this has been a live Plumbing the Death Star. Thank you all for coming. Thanks to all our guests. We're doing another show next week. We've still got a few tickets left, so if you want to come along, please go in and buy them. We've got some merch around the corner, so go buy that too. And do you guys have anything to spruik?
Can I very quickly... I've got comedy festival shows. Google it, whatever. I also have a podcast that I've started with my fiancé, Karen Wheatley, called The Tuck Shop. It's all about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Woo!
So that's great. And yeah, we have another one called Babe of the Day. So please listen to those. They're great. That's all.
Yeah. Woo!
I'm in a show called Popo Moco.
Are you though?
Yes, my ass plays a vampire. I stick goggly eyes on my butt cheeks. I had to audition for that role of the butt.
You did well.
I did.
This is just like the porn universe.
Got the best butt in Popo Moco. Anyway, sold out tonight, but come along on other nights, especially Monday. Trey Tall. Thank you.
There you go. Woo! 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 You're blocking our entrance to.
Yeah, we gotta go.
No. Wait, do you Martin wanna, needs.
I don't know.
Fuck all. I got. I add me as a friend on Facebook. I'm lonely.
Woo! Worst fictional universe. This one. Thank you so much for coming, guys. You've all been great, and I'm so sorry.
I'm not. You deserved it.
You really are the bully. Yeah.
Bully.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.